Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, I used to love my blue bee. I tell you, I love my reggae music because it sounds sweet. When my crowd of people, guess what? Guess what? I love ska.
Ska defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on ska. Huh!
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play ska? Yeah! We don't play ska anymore.
We don't play ska anymore. We don't play ska anymore.
It's time to have a bit of a skank, and I think that I will, in fact, skank.
I got something on my mind. You see.
Guess what?
I wanna be straight. I wanna be straight. I'm sick and tired of taking drugs and staying up late. I wanna confirm. I wanna conform. I wanna be safe and I wanna be snug and I wanna be warm. I wanna be straight. I wanna be straight. I wanna create a place of my own in a welfare state. We're gonna be good. We're gonna be kind. It might be a wrench, but think of the states I've left behind. I wanna be straight. I wanna be straight. Come out of the cold and do what I'm told and don't deviate. I wanna get on, get on, get on, if I can sense. I'm meant to hate all the things that I'm playing what I used to be. Bitch!
Pull up your bridges.
Dumb, diddly dumb. I wanna be straight. I'm sick and tired of taking drugs and staying up late. I wanna confirm. I wanna conform. Thanks very much. Please keep in touch. I'll be running along. I wanna be straight. 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 I wanna be straight.
Hi, my name's Rhoda Dakar, and you're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy on Southern FM.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! One step beyond!
This is your brain, this is your brain on ska!
the finish line. Go on and make some more. Stop, stop.
This is ska. This is ska. Ska.
Yeah.
This is ska.
Make you dance.
This is ska. Ska.
Ska. Thank you very much for hanging out to the Mad Caddies. This is our last one. This one is called All American Badass.
Just around here, girl. that you found. Laugh your day is playing back in my head. You know the price I'm gonna pay. All the things that I said. You watch beating, but I love is fleeting. It's done, and we had fun, but I can't give you all of my heart.
Come on. They've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
Never come back! Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Ska Show with Beefy live from Melbourne, live on Sudden FM. Coming at you wherever you are in the world. Good evening if you're in Australia. Good afternoon if you're in England. And top of the morning to you if you're in the US of A, because it is St. Patrick's Day over there. We've just had it too. Basically, it was a non-event in Australia, let's be honest. I think it probably is all around the world as well. I know in Ireland, the pubs are closed, the betting shops are closed, and there's not much going on. So let's try and bring some joy and cheer and happiness to your world and give you a couple of hours of the best ska tunes from all over the planet. Get up and about, get with it, and let's get skanking! You are listening to The Ska Show with me, Beefy. We kicked it off with Loin Groin, Melbourne's own, who've just played a couple of shows on the Ska Nation tour supporting Muster Plug, and they were absolutely awesome. After a hiatus of about, 12, 13, possibly 14 years, and they will be supporting, fingers crossed, May the 1st, Melbourne Ska Orchestra are playing in Melbourne, back home, and Loin Groin are the main support. So if we can get this stuff sorted by May the 1st, then hopefully that gig will be on. Then we have the Mad Caddies, a big, big live set from them. All American badass, brand new Ska, Leaving, and then the Green Day cover, She. Now, Mad Caddies are meant to be here next month as well, April 14. Who knows? If there's a 14-day quarantine period on anyone flying to Australia right now, so that means the band would have to be here on April the 1st. Is that going to happen? Possibly not. Never mind. There are bigger things to worry about. Then we had Suburban Legends. That was probably their biggest known song, Come Back Home. Sad times, I suppose, but there you go. That's life, isn't it? We just get on with it and hope for the best. Talking of the Mad Caddies, I have got a two-part interview. I'm going to play the first part in the first hour of the show and then the second part in the second. Let's fingers crossed this all calms down and the Mad Caddies can get to Australia, but unfortunately not looking good. Anyway, let's get on with this. This is, it is madness, isn't it? This whole bloody thing. Let's hear from Prince Buster himself. This is it. Madness. Hey, they call it madness.
Madness. Madness. They call it madness. 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 We call it madness. It's plain. madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. I'm about to explain that someone is using his brain. Madness, madness, they call it madness.
Don't fuck up the ball for any word kind.
That is the Scallions out of Belfast in Northern Ireland. It's brand new. Cut out the middleman. They've got a new album coming out fairly soon. It's a debut album, actually. It's called Scallion Battalion. But, yeah, great stuff out of Northern Ireland there. The Scallions. Before that, Madness, One Step Beyond. And then Prince Buster with his take on the coronavirus. Madness. Absolute bloody madness. Right, I told you I was going to play the Mad Caddies interview, so we're going to get a tune in before that, and straight after I will play the first part of the interview I did with Sasha and Graham from the band. Right, this is a band out of Los Angeles. There's not much information apart from the fact that they had a couple of tunes about 20 years ago, and they went on tour last year, or they did a few shows celebrating 20 years of that album. They're called the Hamons, and this is brand new. It's called Jennifer Lawrence of Arabia. It's good to see these guys are back together out of Los Angeles. The Hamons.
All is great, and he's watching what we made in a black water hummer on the hottest day of summer. By all the sweat in the sun, I know here on this summer night. Could you be sentimental with my heart made of metal? Now I'm back this time. I'm thinking about Jennifer Lawrence of Arabia, hotter than a nail of a Thursday night, holding on the line in the green long waiting on Jennifer Lawrence of Arabia. All I know is that may never come a day. Sky opens wide and my heart comes alive with Jennifer. Will it happy now today? Deep states all bombed out no way. In the black water hummer on the hottest day of summer, now I'm paralyzed. I've been thinking about Jennifer. We'll be right back.
Mad Caddies are going to be in Australia very, very shortly, less than a month ago. I've got Sasha and Graham from the band. Good morning or good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Great, man. Great. Yeah, doing good.
Now, you guys have just hit 25 years. Congratulations. Not many bands make it to 25 years. Did you ever think you guys would get this far when you came together in high school?
No. Quite honestly, absolutely not. No. I don't think we thought it would last 25 months.
Like I said, not many bands make it this far. What is the Mad Caddy secret to longevity?
I'd say over the years, touring a little bit less, or touring smarter, if possible. You know, trying to keep our tours down to like 10 days instead of trying to do 5-week tours. That helps. And also the fact that, you know, we were friends before the band, and we keep enough distance to where we kind of, we still maintain our friendship. We have ups and downs, as every band has, but overall, that's probably the reason why we're still here.
Now, I read about, obviously, in high school, you put out some demo tapes, and it was you probably had a bit of a following of 50 or 60 friends that followed you around. Are those guys still following you today?
Yeah, most of them, like, do our stage and stuff like that and sell our T-shirts. So, yeah, they're still around.
Very good. Now, you talk about touring smarter. Now, you are here next month. It is an absolutely brutal schedule. You've got basically, in Australia, 13 shows in 16 days and a huge amount of travel. But if you throw New Zealand in there as well, it's 16 shows in 19 days. How's that going to take the toll on your aging bodies?
You talk to us after the tour, but, you know, we toured Australia before and we know that there's flights and, you know, travel is a big part of it, and that can be a little taxing, but it's been a while since we've been down there. We're really looking forward to it. The shows are going to be good, so it will be our longest tour of the year. I will say that, but we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's, I think, the first time you've been back here since 2013.
That's correct, yep.
So, can I ask why? Why is it taking so long to come back?
It takes a lot to put on a tour down there, and we put out two records since then, a cover album and an original album, and it's logistically difficult to get down there. We'd love to come more, but it worked out this time, and the timing was right, and the shows are going to be good, so I don't know. It happened, and we're stoked.
We're stoked as well. We are very, very excited. This is kind of a weird thing to say, but you're kind of an Australian-type band. You've got the fun, laid-back attitude. Do you think you fit in with the Australian audiences?
I mean, we've always felt that way. We fit in with the audiences. The crowds are always good, and I think we get along with the Aussie people, as most people do. It's a fun place for us to go and a fun group of people to hang out and party with.
I know you've had a bit of a fun relationship with Friends of Rome over the years.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. When we knew we'd do well in Australia, it's when we knew when we got along with Friends of Rome. You know, as soon as that happened, we said, "I think Australia is going to be a fun time." Yeah, it's been great.
What did they do to your tour bus in the end over in the States?
Our tour bus?
Didn't they leave rotting prawns in your tour bus or something?
No, I think that was Les and Jake. Or somebody else. They didn't do anything to us, but we just got drunk every day on the work tour, and we just got along really well. And obviously, like, the first time that we came to Australia, you know, we did a long, long, long tour with them all over. You know, that was a pretty intense tour. And so it was made easier by the fact that we enjoyed the guys in the band. So, you know, we all got along really well.
Nah, it's very true. They're a very fun-loving group of people. I know those guys a little bit, and they just seem to kind of, they love playing live, and they love that the aspect of touring.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously, since 2013, like you just mentioned, you've put two albums out, the Dirty Rice and then Punk Rock Steady. What can we expect? What's new to the Australian audiences? Well, obviously, two new albums and a whole load of other stuff, but what new stuff can we expect from the live shows?
Well, I mean, we'd do like maybe two or three songs from the cover album, maybe two, probably two. And I don't know, are we going to do any new songs?
We might, yeah. I mean, we'll definitely be doing songs off of Punk Rock Steady and Dirty Rice and every record that we've put out. But we do have new music coming out this summer, and most likely a single will be dropped before we get down there. So the fans are likely to hear a currently unreleased song or two as well.
Yeah, well, that's exciting because obviously, I've heard about last year you were planning to put out a series of EPs, but that's not quite made it to the end product yet. But it's good to know that you guys are already looking at new material.
Yeah, we'll have an announced date relatively soon, but new music this summer for sure.
Very, very exciting. Is that going to be the series of EPs, or are you just going to morph that into a new album?
At this point, we're not saying so much, but we will have an EP out this summer.
Ah, very good. Now, obviously, 2 years since Punk Rocksteady came out, obviously Fat Mike was heavily involved in that. Have you had any feedback from the bands you actually covered on that album?
Yeah, some of them. I mean, Green Day didn't call us or anything, but, you know, a lot of those bands are friends, and overall, it was a pretty good response. I don't know, Sasha, if you have anything to add.
Yeah, I mean, I know with Lidewagon, and is it against me, hit up Mike or something?
I think so, and even Tim Armstrong liked the Operation Ivy cover, so that was cool.
Yeah.
That's good to know. It's was there any bad feedback, though? Does, you know, obviously Green Day didn't even bother, but was there any negative stuff coming your way?
Actually, yeah. Glenn Danzig tried to sue us over the Misfits cover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing ever came to fruition. Fat Records called us and said his lawyers had contacted them and were requesting that we take it down off of Spotify and all of that type of stuff. Now, keep in mind, you can cover any song you want, but he was saying it was so different that it wasn't a cover, that it was a original Mad Caddy song with plagiarized lyrics. So basically, Aaron at Fat Records wanted us to take it down, and Fat Mike said, no, fuck that, keep it up. So we did, and nothing happened.
Wow. I mean, Glenn's got a bit of a history of that type of behavior in the past, so I'm surprised he didn't push further.
Yeah, from what we heard, that sounds like typical him. So, yeah, once he realized what he stood to gain, he said, fuck it.
Oh, well.
We were ready. Press is good press. Take us to court. We don't have any money.
Yeah, we were hoping that he would. We're like, this Glenn Danzig is going to take this further. We would absolutely love it.
What did I say? You know, any news is good news, but yeah, it would have put you right in the shop window there. It would have created a huge storm. Would have been brilliant.
Totally.
Regrets at the top is your name. Time and again I look at you, it results the same. Smiles and laughter till finally shame. Your dice are all loaded, passing color-coded. Who claims you think I'm backfired, exploded? Trouble, desire, I'm out, I'm retired. If you're sure, let me ask, did you get what you come for? Did you get what you come for? Don't waste my time. Did you get what you come for? Don't waste my time. Did you get what you come for? Don't waste my time. Did you get what you come for? I saw the price of your car before I heard the shot. I think it's clear I didn't mean a lot. By now I'm feeling so much better. I've got this book for life, I can't be nuts. I feel ashamed to have been so wrong. By now I'm feeling so much better. After time, we played a villain without even trying. If my efforts in vain, you won't hear me complain. Cause I know that I am better off today. When you can see, no way through the trees. Some people are sent just to test your belief. Just learn this lesson, we are all liars. We're bouncing for bridges of fire.
you're not gonna do that anyway. Someone helps me begin. Just hang up and bloody that. Why not I believe me? I'm dying to come over. I'm dying to get a step. I'm all strong to bury that. Everything be fine. Nothing can make it if he sees a beer. Fit on it with dance. We are not gonna give up for this today. We cover and make it up.
Free kick, Hokkaido, Japan. That is called Everything's Gonna Be Fine. Fingers crossed it will be. Before that, Just Say Nay out of Kent in England. Brand new, You Embarrass Me in front of Jamie Lenman. I don't know what it means either. Brand spanking new, couple of weeks old. They've got an album coming out fairly soon, but I like it. I like it a lot. It's going to be good, the new album. So great stuff from Just Say Nay. The Matt Keddies interview there, loved it. Great stuff. And then before that, the Hamons, Los Angeles, California. New music for the first time in 20 years. Now, talking about new music, I was a couple of days early with a show, and I couldn't play this next track, which is the brand newy from Half Past Two. It is called See You Again. I got to thank Max from the band for making sure that I got this on the show, but like I said, we were embargoed for another day or so, so I couldn't play it. I'm going to play it for you now. Stay tuned, because after the break and after this tune, it is the world famous cover section on the Scar Show with Beefy. Going to play some covers by bands that play music you wouldn't have thought you were going to hear on this little old radio show. It could be absolutely anything. I will pluck into me big bag of tricks and see what comes out the other end. But please stay tuned for the second hour. Have some fun, take a breath, have a coffee, do what I'm going to do in the break. Anyway, this is the brand newie from Half Past Two. It is called See You Again. This was brand new last week.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.